This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, FDA team Ebola in the house. Coming up a little while. Look out. If you got something natural that can cure Ebola, the FDA wants you. They want you bad. So we got that going on, Super Don, hopefully making it sound so good, and I can stay on the air all 2 hours today. Pray for the connection.
Oh, I see. So I get the blame if you disappear and people have to endure listening to me wax poetically again.
You know I have no lack of confidence in you, and I'm sure you did a tremendously wonderful job filling in completely without warning for a segment yesterday when I just went bye-bye, and I didn't even know it. You got to experience that once in your life, if not 10 times, where you think you're broadcasting, and you find out you're talking to yourself.
Yes.
And I thought, there's got to be a drug for that, right? There's got to be a drug for that. I mean, after all, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're totally into drugs here, right? Right?
Totally. Totally.
What show am I talking about? I know. Welcome, friends, one and all. NaturalNewsRadio.com, GCN, our syndicator. We've got a couple hours, 866-939-2355. If you'd like to call in, why would you want to? I don't know. You could try. But we have got to cover drugs. And we've been at this since how long? I've been in broadcast media since 1999, and it's taken this long until finally the left-leaning media has done something that we can go, yeah, that was pretty all right.
Right.
Yeah, that was all right. We can get behind that. That's all right. What are we going to do? Well, what they did on The Daily Show. Jon Stewart can be a funny guy. He, you know, they skewer typically from a left perspective, but, you know, we've acknowledged the times where they do something. It's like, hey, that's pretty good. And I'm stunned that were they on the air today? Do you know, are they on tonight? Because I'm thinking they're going to get canceled after this.
No, you know, Jon Stewart, it's funny because that segment that I kind of filled in for you yesterday, I actually spoke about this particular situation specifically.
Oh, you brought that up. Okay.
I did. That, you know, I have become so disenfranchised with the mainstream media that I turn to The Daily Show, I turn to The Bill Maher Show, and things like that to get my news. And honestly, the stuff you're getting there is far more accurate than the majority of what you're going to see on Fox News or MSNBC.
Right, and that doesn't mean Super Don is a lefty. Like I said, we talk about the politics from the standpoint of what we perceive to be right and wrong, and those who are on the political right, political left, well, they'll skewer them all because it's not a sport to us. It's just a matter of, can we see things without the lens of, oh, it's my team or it's the bad guy's team? You know, can we do that? I think we achieve that most of the time, although occasionally we had people say, you're picking on me too much, you're picking on him too much, and we're going to pick on Super Don too much because somebody didn't like a story you brought up yesterday. But stand by.
Yeah, me. I got in trouble yesterday.
Yeah, but Super Don still showed up today, so that just shows you the metal he is made of, right? So what is this story? Well, I just don't know if The Daily Show is going to be on much longer because they actually covered the pharmaceutical drug industry. Now, they established this story, of course, by talking about the drug problem. And so the assumption, and we did this 15 years ago, but all right, they're catching on. The drug problem. Oh, yeah, it's crack, it's this, it's those. You know, what really is going on here? We're not sure. And of course, you find out that it isn't that. But if you want to hear him set the stage, do you know the reporter's name on the Daily Show? I don't know this guy.
Yeah, I don't off the top of my head. He's a fairly new guy that just started. I guess, it's like every guy that's been on The Daily Show ends up with his own show. So
sure, it's a launching pad. But I haven't seen this guy, but he's fine. He's doing his interview. Let's set the stage here as he kind of figures out, it's got to be street drugs.
So what are the drugs we're talking about? Crack, heroin, Molly, ping pong, Black Flag, Rose Spray, Crisco?
Opioids like OxyContin, Vicodin, or Percocet.
Back pain medicine? Who commits crime with a bad back?
So, it's kind of a silly joke. But yeah, he's a government official on a local level is suing, evidently. There's some kind of lawsuit because the drugs are causing havoc and they're not the street drugs.
Okay, but street drugs are one thing. Pharmaceutical drugs are there to help, right?
There's no evidence that these prescription painkillers work well for chronic pain conditions.
Really?
Yes. Nonetheless, the drug companies market these drugs for those purposes. That's why we filed this lawsuit, to hold these companies accountable.
So, what's stunning about that, just that little interaction, is that they acknowledge that the science is not there to prove the efficacy of these drugs that have been approved, because for too long, the left-leaning science lovers have just kind of given a pass to FDA, given a pass to Big Pharma. And they'll say, if you've got a supplement, there's no proof, that's not scientific. And we're like saying, dude, the science coming out of Big Pharma, they paid everybody off.
Right.
I mean, we've interviewed folks on this show. In fact, you're going to find out that they picked up one of our interviews. They didn't do our interview. They got the guy we interviewed years ago on this subject. But that's coming up. So this is really big news, I believe. And that they have done this means that, I don't know, something's happened, a consciousness shift, something slipped through the cracks here. And how did they find out about it? They evidently went to a Watergate deep throat informant on this.
This deep throat insider informant told me how this epidemic got out of hand.
Purdue Pharma lied to the doctors and told them that OxyContin is less likely to lead to substance abuse, and this is not true.
Wait, seriously?
You can look at the lawsuits. Pfizer was found guilty by a jury of conspiracy.
Wow.
Merck, Eli Lilly, Johnson & Johnson was fined more than $1 billion. It's all the same. What they do is actually organized crimes.
Dude, this is huge. Again.
I mean, listen, you say what you will about The Daily Show. Mm-hmm. Say what you will about being entertainment or being comedy. What you just heard on The Daily Show is
that's
something
some serious
they
news.
Wouldn't dare put on Fox or CNN.
No, that's the irony here. You're right,
right.
In that when you say, hey, I would rather watch The Daily Show or Bill Maher or something because you're going to get the news better, even if you disagree with their opinions, they're going to cover stuff in ways you're not going to see on the mainstream news, which basically are being paid for by drug commercials. And I suppose The Daily Show may be upset because they're not getting their fair share. They're not getting their cut of drug commercials. So they went ahead and went after this because this is big. I mean, they basically said Big Pharma's organized crime. I wonder, would they dare call it a cartel?
Pharmaceutical companies are like drug cartels.
Whoa.
That's a good one.
It's not a joke. It's a fact. I have studied this.
Listen, man, I'm a comedian. I know about jokes.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
That's a funny joke.
This medicine kills people. Do you still think it's a joke?
Well, not that part.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing that isn't funny, of course. And it's kind of awkward in this case because they're covering a very serious subject and having to make it funny. And the guy says, listen.
And they're trying. Yeah, you can see they're attempting to make it funny.
Right. And, in this night, there's another clip in here I'm not going to play, but he goes to a drug company, or supposedly does. I don't know if it's a setup. But basically
Pfizer.
They say, yeah, Pfizer, turn the cameras off, no comment. So it's a classic case of if you try to go on the record with a pharmaceutical company, they're not going to talk to you about this. There's no way they want to go on the record on this issue. I mean, you can find it out, you can dig deep. We've been covering it for years, but a major media outlet like Daily Show is covering it. Who did they find? Who did they find to get to the bottom of this, to reveal the sordid underbelly of this organized crime, this drug cartel? None other than John Virapin, the guy we interviewed many years ago.
Turns out nobody on the inside would talk to me. Then I got lucky.
I'm Dr. John Birapen. I used to be a pharmaceutical sales rep.
Finally, a whistleblower emerged to tell me how these companies are allowed to continue to operate.
How indeed. And John Birapen lets them know in no uncertain terms about the idea of, I think there's a movie called Bought, all about this, Big Pharma, the vaccine industry, everything. It's all about what you can buy and who you can buy. And John Birapen has been doing it for years, revealing it as a whistleblower that he is.
So they can buy anyone they want. The FDA, the government, the researchers, they get payoffs.
Aren't you scared that they're going to come after you?
Why do you think I live in Sweden?
So John Birapen lives in Sweden. He says, you know, and he makes a joke, hey, you're a brown guy in Sweden, they can find you. But, you know, here is something that when people wake up and realize that, like I said, ISIS pales in comparison to the damage and the death and the mayhem that Big Pharma is doing every day, much less every year here in America. Again, I will say this just for some that say, well, you're just not paying attention because ISIS is dangerous. Yeah, they're probably dangerous where they are. If they could get here, they would be dangerous. That's true. But are they responsible for hundreds of thousands of American deaths each year? Not even close.
Right.
And they don't focus on that. Dick Durbin, wherever he is, he doesn't say anything about that. So what do? The Daily Show now goes to a representative of the pharmaceutical, R Pharma or something. It's like their lobbying group. Let's hear what he has to say to kind of deflect this attention.
Great. So the only people who would talk to me are hiding in Sweden? This was starting to sound like a real conspiracy. Thankfully, former FDA Associate Commissioner Peter Pitt straightened everything out.
I think pharmaceutical companies are extremely straightforward and honest about the benefits and the risks of their products.
Pete, I'm so glad that you can calm me down, man, because I was freaking out. So why do pharmaceutical companies have such a bad rep?
Michael, statistics are like a bikini. What they show you is interesting, but what they conceal is essential.
Vagina.
Of course.
They conceal the vagina.
Yeah, they had to go there, but that's the Daily Show, all right? Very funny. Ha, ha, ha. But, you know, the reality is it's not funny. And this guy is paid by the pharmaceutical companies. The next clip, he busted them. We're not even have time to play it, but he busted them. You're not being paid to say this.
Maybe when we come back. Because
all right, yeah. It's classic.
I'll tell you what, Robert.
Yeah.
You know, on the Daily Show, they do their best to make things funny. This had some funny moments, but this was almost an expose. It was almost something where it was just like, whoa.
This is probably the most deadly serious funny interview that was ever conducted, or piece, or bit, if you want to call it that, on The Daily Show. All right, well, we got a couple of more clips. It's worth playing. Also, we'll hear from the FDA team sometime today. Also, when to refuse medical treatment. We're going to go over some of those things. And Ty Bollinger will be with us because it is Outside the Box Wednesday right here on The Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Links are all up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. Let your friends know the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here 6 days a week. That's right, 7 to 9 Eastern on the Mondays through the Fridays, and Sundays, 1 to 3 in the afternoon. We got a big event scheduled, I believe it's October the 9th, a Thursday, in Seattle, Federal Way, Washington, at Marlene's Market and Deli. I just put up the, did you see that? I put up the, what, you do an invitation on the social networks? So somehow we got to blast that out everywhere. But for those of you listening in the Seattle, Washington area, Federal Way, Marlene's Market and Deli, I should be broadcasting live that afternoon, Pacific time, 4 to 6, and then have an hour break for dinner. And then if I'm still awake, because it'll be 10 my time, but it's 7, I'll be out there in Seattle, 7 to 9, Thursday evening, the 9th of October.
So this is Marlene's? In
Market
Deli, Way, yeah. Washington. So, yes, it is on Facebook, and I'm going to go ahead and send it out on Twitter as well.
Sweet. All right, we're going to get the word out. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show tonight. We have, we've got so many stories. We've got, of course, Ty Bollinger joining us because it's the middle of the week. We celebrate together, and we're going to cover some stories about not only the dangers of drugs, but the dangers of doctors. Indeed, we must. But there's a couple of more clips that we definitely want to squeeze in here from The Daily Show when they did a piece on just incredible what they've said about Big Pharma. They can buy everyone. They can buy anyone they want to. They're killing people. That's the real drug problem, not the street drugs. Holy tamale, what is going on? And that's where we leave off from the last clip. They admitted there's a conspiracy. Yes, they said it. And the question is, when you have a spokesperson that is denying it, are they like these whistleblowers that don't stand to gain anything but the loss of their job and to go into hiding? What about if they're defending Big Pharma?
I think people who make these unsubstantiated claims need to visit their doctor and perhaps have their medication changed.
And obviously no one's paying you to say that.
Yep.
No.
Do we accept donations from pharmaceutical companies? We most certainly do.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Again, the conflicts of interest that some on the left have been blind to. They didn't want to see it. And now, you know, if you like the politics of The Daily Show, you're going to say, wait a second. They're calling into question, you know, a deeply held religious belief about pharmaceutical pseudoscience. I called it pseudoscience. Of course, they didn't. But now they're going to have to. So what is the takeaway? You know, what is the real danger? Is it the street drugs or is it the FDA-regulated little cylinders that you open and dump that stuff into your body? Hold on here. Let me clue that up just to the right place because I need to hear this as well.
So according to these guys, pharmaceutical companies market dangerous drugs, mislead doctors, and pay people off.
These pharmaceutical companies have billions of dollars. They can get away with anything they want, and I'm messing with them on national TV, and you're not worried about that at all?
I wouldn't say it doesn't bother me, but...
Well, it bothers me.
Well, the pharmaceutical companies, they don't kill people directly. They kill them with pills.
Oh, my gosh. Did you just hear that on The Daily Show? What did he say?
They don't kill people directly. They kill them with pills.
They're outright acknowledging murder. Murder is occurring. What do you call it? I call it iatrogenocide. Iatrogenic deaths, that's deaths caused by medicine, deaths caused by doctors. It's not happening from homeopaths. It's not happening from herbalists. It's not happening from chiropractors. Death by modern medicine.
They don't kill people directly. They kill them with pills.
Yeah, let that soak in. That, my friends, was on The Daily Show. Does it mean we won? We can pack it up and go home? Now everybody's going to know not to take drugs? No, of course not. We are a nation of drug addicts. FDA-approved drug addicts. We've got a long way to go to clean up our act. In fact, I'm afraid that many Americans are going to die before we really wake up and recognize that nobody suffers from a pharmaceutical drug deficiency disease. Not one. Nobody. Nobody. And the real merits to allopathic medicine is crisis intervention. You are Humpty Dumpty. You've fallen off the wall. We got to put you back together again. But in that hospital, along the way, you could be Humpty Dumptied again right out of your hospital bed and killed, as we talk with Ty Bollinger a little later in the show, about the rates of medical mistakes that are happening in hospitals. Again, this is not an indictment of all doctors, but it is a wake-up call, perhaps not to you, my loyal, long-time listeners, but anybody new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, to recognize what I've been saying here for years. That you're all worried about the American military and its ability to eradicate terrorists overseas, terrorists abroad, but we have our own brand of homegrown terrorism that was spawned from the offspring of IG Farben of Nazi Germany. Yes, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. We were warned by Eisenhower of the military one, but the pharmaceutical one has killed more Americans, and they're still doing it to this day. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, when should you refuse to have any medical treatment or medical test? We'll get into that in just a little while. Remember, it is Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will join us after the top of the hour. Very excited for that, as always. But first, you know, with all of the
let's say, fear-mongering from the CDC. Again, each year it's something new. Bird flu, swine flu, when that doesn't pan out, let's tell you swine flu is going to affect a zillion people, and it's going to eradicate the people of planet Zubla Dubla too, right? Because that's how bad it is. It's not only contained to planet Earth. They got to keep ramping up the fear. So now we got the Ebola thing. And there's conflicting stories on the ground in Africa even about that whole thing. I have argued that it isn't, even if you say there's a virus present, it isn't the virus that causes it, because look at me. I'm just the lone law of the terrain guy in radio with very few others out there describing how disease manifests in the body.
The law of the terrain guy.
I'm the law of the terrain guy. That's right. Yeah. Can I have a special hat? You have a hat for me, Super Don?
Yeah, I guess we'd have to give you a terrain conductor hat.
The conductor hat. Woo-hoo! No, that's not what I want. Think of it this way also. They admit that they have no cures and no treatment, yet people are surviving that are undergoing no treatment. Maybe some have said as high as 75% of the people that have it in Africa don't die from it. That's been reported. That's not really being bandied about, talked about in the mainstream news, of course, because it doesn't carry that message forward, that it's going to kill you unless what? Big Pharma to the rescue. The same Big Pharma that will kill you with pills. Oh, no, it's going to save you with an experimental vaccine that they just happened to have in the works, just ready to go in 2 weeks after this was announced. Oh, look, we're into tests, we're into trials. That was very convenient, wasn't it?
Amazing. Amazing coincidence.
Convenient. The church lady would be here for that. Dana Carvey, by the way. I got Dana Carvey's following me now on Twitter. That was kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah. We need the church lady on here once in a while. But we have a breakdown in the American people. We're trying to build it back up, that courage, that tenacity to believe that you have the right, the birthright, the ability to walk through life without having to seek approval of federal agencies. You know, and some people, I might even disagree with what they say, but I will defend their right to say it, particularly if they believe that they have a cure for a disease. I don't know if it is or not, but I would rather have the option to look into it, maybe even use it without having to first go to nanny government. But because somebody did, and you know when they do make these claims, it's big trouble. You know what it's time for.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Oh, no. Hey. They're back. The FDA team on the job. Boy, if you've got the cure for Ebola and it's not a drug, don't say anything, particularly if you sell the product, because they're going to come after you. And that's, in fact, what happened to Dr. Rima Liebau. It's so hard to say her name, and I know her and I've met her. She's a medical doctor. She's married to Bert Stubblebine. He's the guy, was the Men Who Stare at Goats guy, George Clooney movie.
Right.
And there's a lot of controversy surrounding them, but let's just say for a second that she's telling the truth, because she's claiming that her Silver Sol product is the cure for Ebola. If you have a company in America, you don't want to say that, especially if you sell products in America. Because in America, you can't say things about dietary supplement ingredients that they cure, mitigate, prevent disease. That's a big no-no. That violates the religious order of things. As I said, we do have a national religion in violation of the First Amendment. It's modern medicine. Thou shalt not claim to have a cure for any disease if it doesn't come through the FDA first and it's not patented by one of the demon spawn of IG Farben. So the agency, known as the FDA team, wrote a really nasty letter, like they do, to dietary supplement companies. To Rima Liebau and Ralph Fusatola. He's the vitamin lawyer. I've talked to him before. We might have even had him on the show years ago. And they had the Natural Solutions Foundation. He said, your company is claiming things about your silver nanoproducts. And I didn't know they were now doing a high-potency CBD hemp oil, too. I didn't know that. But it's in violation of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. Now, do I agree with everything Rima says? No. Even about her silver, I know about it. It's not my favorite form of silver. But would I defend her right to say what she believes in that regard? She's even referencing some science on it? Yeah, absolutely. Knock yourself out, Raymond. Tell the world. But if you do, be prepared, because the FDA team is going to send you a nasty letter and say, hey, not only that, we're going to sick the FTC on you, the Federal Trade Commission. And they're the ones that have really nasty teeth, because what they do, without due process, they'll basically say, you're not responding the way we like. Well, we'll take you to kangaroo court. We will fine you zillions of dollars.
Yeah.
We will confiscate your property. Now, I think they're overseas, or they're like in Costa Rica or South America now, so I don't know how they'll be able to reach it. So I don't know what Ralph Fusitola is going to do. We might have to reach out to him to see how they're going to respond.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the warning letter right now that the that the FDA sent out, and it looked like it was somewhere based in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's where Ralph is, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's interesting. I've seen so many of these warning letters, and, I just got to say, they are doing on the internet, on their website, what it is, basically that we're doing on the air.
They're selling a product, and
we're not. You're right. I mean, that is really the big difference between us and so many other people. It gives us the ability to say these things. But, honestly, when I see these warning letters and they pull out, you said this and you said that and you said this and this is on your website and this is on this page of your website, I can only imagine that you've got people out there like these people and so many other people that they just want to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. They just want to tell people, and they're so passionate, they just want to point these things out and say, look, here's the solution. And, they're just getting literally slammed by the FDA in this letter about
really, Superdome, what harm are they doing?
None.
You know, because the federal government doesn't have a solution. They're putting experimental things into play that probably will kill you, as we've seen from the track record of Big Pharma and FDA. And so are you going to argue that because you don't believe what they're saying is true, they shouldn't have the right to say it? Now, I want them to be able to say, okay, this has not been evaluated by the FDA, right? Because they do that limited with dietary supplements. They say, well, these statements have not been evaluated or proved. It's not meant to treat, cure, mitigate. I mean, it's a disclaimer language. It's not great, but it's better than zero. And I think that in regards to the ability to make a drug claim, the same thing could be done. And then the people could decide. But then we have elitists who say, no, the people aren't smart enough. We need federal regulators to protect them from themselves. Oh, you know what? I want to cuss right now. I'm not going to do it. I do want to, though. I'll say that. I'll be honest. Because at this point, I get so disgusted with anybody who's an authoritarian, a nanny state do-gooder, who inadvertently, whether they're aware of it or not, are working for the benefit of the medical monopoly, the most dangerous profession on planet Earth. To the people. It's not the military. It's the pharmaceutical. And so what are we going to do? Are we going to roll over and go, well, no, they shouldn't, because it's just not proven. The government says it's not right. Listen, we work with things, and I've worked with health ministers that are crying to me on the phone, crying literally, that they're doing God's work. They're healing people. They're helping people get well, and the federal authorities come in and shut them down. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. We have to confiscate your God because your God is healing and treating disease.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Now
so send
God
a warning letter.
Drug.
Send a warning letter to the Creator, right? That's why I said, one day, let's just send all the FDA agents to the sun, because the sun prevents cancer. Right. By producing vitamin D in your body, by, interacting with it.
That's right. Prayer could be a drug, right?
Right. Yeah. Pray yourself. They'll have a hard time doing that. That's why a healing ministry is the ideal way to go, to recognize that it's all spiritual. Everything is. And until you couch your life in those terms, however you perceive and believe them, you'll never get out of from under the auspices of these federal regulators who say you're dealing with the public good. No. I'm dealing with private salvation. Right? Healing salvation in that regard. And you have no business. You were in violation of the First Amendment. Now, that's not to say the federal government won't still try, or even state governments, because they do, if you're not belligerent and diligent and vigilant in the defense of your rights. Our founding fathers knew if you're going to roll over and play dead like a wussy American, like many Americans have become, they're going to run roughshod over those rights. So, what do you think? Should you be able to make claims that are not approved by the government? They might be false. And if they are found to be misleading and untrue and deceptive, then there are laws that you can go after those folks without having to regulate them out of the marketplace so that others could sell things that actually could help you and not harm you like Big Pharma does in their monopoly. Who's the number one foe on Capitol Hill now that Henry the Whackman is retiring in California, the Hollywood District? It's our good friend Dick Durbin.
Dick Durbin.
So says the Alliance for Natural Health, and we happen to agree with them. Senator Dick Durbin has never met a dietary supplement he didn't want to have regulated out of existence, practically, and he evidently gets a lot of drug money. Big Pharma loves Dick Durbin, and he's just doing it for the children. Yeah, I believe that. He's diluted, and he's probably on FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs as well. Now, dagnabbit, we're almost out of time in this segment. We are almost out of time.
How did we get here?
Should we hold off on the Chinese noodles thing, or should we just come back to this story later? What do you think?
You know what? We have had some very serious discussion here, and I got to applaud you, Robert Scott Bell. I mean, this has been an excellent hour, and a lot of great information getting out there. But I think we need to lighten things up, so let's talk about some Chinese noodles.
All right. See, Super Don likes doing food stories. Yesterday, he got in trouble for one. We're gonna chastise him for it. We'll give him some love, too.
All right. Let's beat up on Super Don.
If you want to beat up on Super Don or give him some love, call us now, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. And, of course, Ty Bollinger is going to join us for Outside the Box Wednesday. Can't wait. Give him some love. Give us a call now. Line up on the phones, and we'll get to you. Chinese noodles. What would make you come back for more? A lot more. No, I mean a lot more. Like, so much. Not approved by the FDA, I don't think.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to detoxify, hopefully not from this show. Remember, Dr. Newsom's got the digestive detox and Flamagon and Super Earth Energy. I'm taking that every day. DRNUZUM.com. All the links are in the show notes today at RobertScottBell.com. Hey, yesterday we had a restaurant story. The guy that didn't serve orthorexics, he didn't want organic people right in there. We've got a story that tops that in a moment. But first, I don't have theme music for chastising Super Don, but maybe this would be it. We're about to do this for Super Don. There you go.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, my. You're in so much trouble. What is it that Super Don is in trouble about? Well, I was kind of reluctant to do this because he wanted to do a story since we were talking food. And there was a hamburger place and like two chefs in England that wanted to find out if they can make a burger taste like Soylent Green. You get the drift, right?
Right.
And you posted it as well, and I think that there's some sensitive listeners out there that didn't, and I was kind of grossed out by it too, but tell me what happened.
Well, I mean, look, it's a bizarre story. It is. But, I mean, literally, there are these two chefs in England that are, you know, trying to figure out how to make a hamburger that tastes like human. And, you know, I'm not condoning this. It's just a weird thing, but it's actually news. And so we talked about it. We posted it on Facebook, and one of our listeners, Kimberly Young,
she didn't blame her.
But you know, right? I mean, here's what she said. She said, "Robert, is this true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Please remember who you are and the effect you have on others." So I saw that, and I thought, okay, you didn't want to cover this story, you know. So I'm just going to go on there, and I'm going to just, you know, I'll take the lumps for this.
You'll take the heat for it. Now, I'm not throwing you on the heap on this. Look,
no, I threw myself under the bus, but I was driving the bus, so that's why I did it.
Yes. You literally did.
So I said, look, you can blame it on me. You know, sometimes we visit the bizarre stuff that makes the mainstream cycle, right. Recycle, just to remind ourselves what a crazy world this is.
Right, yeah.
And we went back and forth, you know.
Well, and we got out in a hurry because the music played. Thankfully, we didn't have to go further. Yeah. And also, I just want to remind folks, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. It's amazing that we don't do stuff like that more often. That really, you know, because like we got the edge on some things. But listen, it's never with the intent to offend. But like I said, I apologize to anybody who was offended by the story. We didn't take it seriously, other than it was kind of gross.
You know, the point that I made yesterday on this Facebook, you know, conversation going back and forth is that indeed it is easy to look at the crazy stuff and harder to find the more meaningful, inspirational stuff. But you know what? We like to strike a balance between the two. And, you know, there is some entertainment value here. And we weren't saying, please go eat human flesh burgers.
No, we were not. But I will say this, Super Don, that if we don't get our act together and start growing food locally, getting to know our neighbors, there will be a time, as oil declines in this century, that these stories will become more real. It's not that I'm predicting it. It's just that it's inevitable based on what people don't want to know, don't want to hear. That's why I said yesterday about the whole global warming debate. It's nonsense. They don't want to tell you oil is running out. And this is their way to control the new emerging energy markets and to keep the people down and enslaved. So I don't want to go there because we have another Chinese food story.
Okay. Let's see if maybe I can redeem myself here with this food story.
Right. This is a guy who says, listen, I'm going to be a smart business. I want to make sure people come back to have my noodles, because noodles are cheap, but I can charge a good money on them, and I want to make sure that people like them, so I'm going to add this ingredient to them. What is that ingredient?
It wasn't MSG.
No, not MSG. You're right. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Mm.
How about opium?
Oh, what? opium? Opium.
Yeah.
A Chinese restaurant owner admits serving opium-laced noodles to hook customers. I mean, that's one way to get a repeat business. I don't know why, but I've got to go back to that restaurant. I felt so good. I don't understand.
But can you imagine him coming to work in the morning and there's about 50 people that are all like standing right in front of the store and camped out in front waiting for him to open?
I mean, I don't serve breakfast, but okay, we'll open up. What is it? So evidently he bought 4.4 pounds of poppy buds last August and he started crunching them up and, you know, sprinkling them into the noodles. And the only way they found out is because after one of Zhang's customers was pulled over in a traffic stop and tested for drugs. And they said, I don't take drugs, I eat noodles.
I'm sorry, sir, you are under the influence of noodles.
Noodles, right? So be careful if you're going to China to eat that you're not under the influence of opium-laced noodles. There's your travel tip of the day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, we'll get to more stories, including when to say no to medical drugs and tests. Super Don, it's so exciting. Ty Bollinger's going to join us next hour. It's Outside the Box Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, the power to heal is theirs and yours.
And mine.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.